I am joined in the studio by the impresario of all impresarios, Daryl Nitz, who has been on the show a number of times, who has very creative in putting on intriguing and entertaining and enlightening shows. Those three adjectives are crucial and rare to be combined with one person. He's also a school teacher. Yeah, that's like a real job. A cast member of this upcoming show, Takora Rogers, and Timna Axe, who's the communication manager for Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. You're all here to talk about, and it goes to the Chris Vallejo songs of the Civil Rights Movement, Let Freedom Ring Chicago, a musical celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Takes place Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the 21st, at City Winery. Go to citywinery.com/Chicago. To get tickets after you hear these three interesting people talk. Daryl, you were telling me, and pull that mic close to you,
okay,
how this show came to be.
Sure. So I was talking with City Winery about doing another Mr. Kelly show.
Because they've been successful.
Yeah, we've done Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. So we were all booked and we were going to do it. Well, I knew that Martin Luther King's birthday was the 15th.
Why? Because you get the day off of school?
How did you know? No, I just know the 15th of January.
He knew that and said, wait a minute, the 21st, I'm off that day. Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize it until then. I started looking at it because I thought maybe tomorrow would have been the King holiday.
Sure.
The 14th, but they always do it after. So then I found out, oh, it's the Martin Luther King holiday. So then the show was, we decided not to do a Mr. Kelly show. And it was actually Jeannie Tanner who said to me, well, what about a Martin Luther King show? So then I looked and I saw that it was actually Martin Luther King's 90th birthday. That's what he would be celebrating on the 15th.
You know what often occurs to me, and because I've written about King Drive and I've written about 68 and written about a number of things, and I'd love all of you to just offer your opinion. I think if Martin Luther King could come back to Earth, even at 90, he would be heartsick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. The civil rights movement in so many ways fought for equality and equal rights. And what we found, I think, from my perspective at Chicago Lawyers Committee is over the last 50 years, although many of our laws are on their face neutral and treat everybody equally regardless of race, the impacts are still disparate. We still have unequal outcomes for people solely because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
And how does that happen, and what do we do to fix it? We have to be really, I think, aggressive and proactive today in the same ways that Martin Luther King was in his day as well.
Takora, what do you think about that? As an African-American woman, you have a unique perspective here. Dare move that mic, impresario, move it a little closer to you.
Yeah, you know, I think when I think about Martin Luther King, and I'm working on right now on my dissertation for an education to get my doctorate in education, and I found that when you look at education in Chicago and the disparities, the inequities in education alone, I think that he would just be heartbroken.
Oh, I think
to see that here we are in 2019, and these inequities continue to exist.
Well, you wonder, oh, gee, what would he think of what would he think of the 50 school closings? You know, a few years ago, in certain neighborhoods here. I just that's why I think in many ways this kind of celebration and King was very. It's sort of music-centric. I think that gets lost in the whole Martin Luther King thing.
Yes.
He made a great speech. He wasn't a great, I don't know if he was a great singer, but he might have been. But he really, music was a huge, huge part of his life. And I think a concert like this reaffirms that, but it also reaffirms and prods conversation about what we've just touched on.
Right. I mean, that if you look at his whole life, which I ended up kind of researching, music was a part of a lot of his public speakings. Then there were fundraisers even done by like Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr.
Sure.
And then he had certain favorite singers, Mahalia Jackson and so
Aretha
forth.
Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
They, you know, all got on board, you know what I mean?
Well, I also think he spurred and inspired a lot of people. Think of someone like Curtis Mayfield, for instance. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had inspired, the whole movement inspired song.
Right.
So what is, you put the arm on, and Daryl's got to be the nicest arm twister in the world. You obviously called the car and say, "Hey, what are you doing for King's birthday? Is that how it happened?"
Well, pretty much.
Yeah. I just make calls and I ask people who I think would just be right. You know, I really try to hire and work with people who I know aren't afraid to show their heart on stage and who function as entertainers as well as great singers. But it's a wide breadth of styles and everything. It's very eclectic, you know, sort of like myself.
Yeah.
And I enjoy putting these shows together because the people I work with are also such a joy. And this organization also, like I just did, Chicago Civil Rights Group, and this, you know, Martin Luther King is all over the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, like website, and then you look at their history, and this is their 50th anniversary, and all these things just seem to be aligned. Plus, they had done a fundraiser at City Winery. So everything just seemed to come into place, like, we're doing the show. And then City Winery was like, we love it. And they've been so supportive.
There was no reluctance on their part.
No. They've been so supportive. They've done graphics. And now we have Jeannie Tanner, who wrote an original song, because I want to be the change. And things are just kind of, you know, popping into place for it.
I was really excited when Daryl called, because, one, you've got Martin Luther King, who's a minister. I'm not only a jazz singer, but also a gospel singer. So I immediately told him, I said, I want to do Precious Lord.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Because a few times.
Yeah, one, my mother was good friends with Mahalia Jackson, but Mahalia sang that song at Martin Luther King's funeral. And I just felt, and that's a song that I've sang for, you know, since I was a little girl. So I was really excited about presenting that particular piece.
And how about you, the team that acts, the communication
Axel?
Axel, yeah.
Axel.
But I like X. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it is. Maybe I'll just use that.
No, that's what they call David Axelrod, Axe. So
yeah.
I'll call you
Axel. He copied me, actually.
Team not Axel. The Chicago. Tell me about the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. I mean,
yeah. Well, like Daryl said, it's our 50th anniversary, and our roots really are with Martin Luther King. You know, in 1963, he went to jail in Birmingham, which many people know about, and a lot of people today still remember watching the TVs when police officers responded to these peaceful protests with batons,
sure,
and with hoses.
Yeah.
He went to jail, and then John F. Kennedy tried to find an attorney to help represent him, and found that attorneys were really disconnected from the civil rights movement at the time. And so he called for a big meeting of attorneys to bring their skills from the courtroom into the streets to help people who were down in the South fighting segregation. And that became the Lawyers Committee in D.C. And then a few years later, in 1969, after Martin Luther King was assassinated, the Chicago Lawyers Committee was formed.
Do you know who started the Chicago, since I go back so far? Do you know who started the Chicago Committee?
You know, it was a collection of law firms that really go far back. Things like Sidley Austin, Kirkland, many of the law firms who today are really still involved in a lot of our hate crime cases, our education equity, housing discrimination, voting rights, all this stuff is still going on today, and those same firms are still really contributing a lot of hours to help us.
This is great. I'm keeping you guys all the way to 11 o'clock. Why are you laughing? This is almost like Daryl's on this show like every month. You know, I've got a great show. It's Roy Rogers' birthday, and we're doing a show at City Winery.
I'm
going to
do
Roy
one for
Rogers.
Your birthday.
We're going to take this all the way. Well, we still got a minute. We'll take this to news. Okay, good. So how many performers are going to be there?
There's 10. 10 performers and a choir.
Wow.
So Mark Brunell has been associated with the Gora Methodist
Church. Right,
and,
that's right.
So that his choir is going to be, you know, maybe like a pared-down version is going to be a part of this night as well. So we have Frida Lee, Greta Pope, LaShira Moore, Cynthia Clary, who's also a professor at Roosevelt, Jeannie Tanner, Lynn Jordan, Sophie Grimm.
Tecora Rogers.
Tecora Rogers, yes. Isaiah Mitchell. Margaret. And Margaret Murphy Webb. Mm-hmm.
How do you rehearse? I don't know if you can
so,
rehearse.
So people are getting together with Mark ahead of time, and then we do have to run like our closing numbers.
But like Tecora's going, I'm going to do this. And someone else goes, I want to do this. And you go, no, you can't all sing the same song.
Oh, but you want to know what's interesting?
Yes.
You know, the idea, someone once told me this. They said, Daryl, you put together shows that are like, I think it was Becky Menzie. She said, you put together shows that are like a diamond necklace, where every little bead shines. And the thing is that Tokora's got her story. People weren't fighting for that. Then Lynn Jordan's like, I want to sing Amazing Grace. That was this, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's
and
great.
You're able to give people what they want. And, yeah. and I really do that. I'm like, you know, sometimes yeah, you I might say, I need you to sing these two. But other times I give a whole choice. And in this case, there was a wide breadth of material sources.
Well, Tom, we'll get deeper into it in the second half hour. I'm in here with Daryl Nitz, the impresario. Tecora Rogers, who's getting her PhD, aren't you?
That's
fantastic. I want to talk more about that.
Oh, my.
And, and Timna Axel, the communications manager. She'll talk more about the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. Timna, are you a lawyer?
I'm not, you know,
good,
but I work with
good.
A lot of lawyers.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not a lawyer either, but I like a few lawyers.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there, I swear.
Please stay tuned. Oh, I know there are, but I want to figure out what compels them to get involved in this aspect of the whole thing.
Paul and Silas bound in jail, had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Silas began to shout. Doors popped open, they walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
And again, maybe the last time you
keep
hear
your
Chris Polillo
on
from his amazing
prize.
CD and DVD and maybe soon to be stage show if Daryl Nitz would get involved, called Oh Freedom, Songs of the Civil Rights Movement. I'm playing it this weekend and next in honor of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which takes place Monday the 21st, and which is celebrated by two of my guests, producer impresario Daryl Nitz and cast member singer Tecora Rogers. In here, they are part of the show Let Freedom Ring Chicago, a musical celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Also in here is Timna Axel, the communications manager for Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, which will benefit in some portion from the proceeds for this show. Timna, tell me, you'll get proceeds from the show, and that will keep this organization afloat. Give me an example of something, of a concrete thing that the organization has done recently.
Yeah, well,
or an ongoing thing.
Sure. We have a lot of ongoing projects, but I think one big deal is just late last year, we filed the lawsuit challenging Chicago Public Schools for their plan to close National Teachers Academy, NTA.
Oh,
have you heard of it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so NTA is a top-performing elementary school on the South Side.
No, I know a lot about this.
It's a wonderful community of people, and CPS wanted to close it, but the problem was they were relying on a metric that disproportionately affects schools that are majority black.
Right.
They're looking at just test scores, and when you just look at the net test score performance, rather than looking at the growth of the students or other factors.
Well, and also, as you know about those 50 school closings, there was no looking at the community. There was no looking at what the closing of this school might do by means of further disenfranchising these disenfranchised communities. So you look at, I hate the word holistic, but the city and government doesn't look at any of these things holistically, do they?
Well, it's really hard to say what their priorities were in this case, to be honest. We're not sure what was the driving factor, but the fact is that the parents in this case really took this case into their hands. They wanted to fight this decision and get some accountability from the public school district. So they brought us on, Chicago Lawyers Committee, as well as some partners, LAF and other folks. And we took this case to court. We filed a complaint and asked for a preliminary injunction from the court to freeze this plan. And the judge granted that injunction on a civil rights claim that we brought. To our knowledge, this is the first time that a school closure has been stopped on the grounds of a racial discrimination lawsuit. So, you know, we think this could be precedent setting.
No question.
And we're just really proud of this community that showed the entire city that you can fight something that was said to be a done deal.
You know, and the other interesting thing about your organization is occasionally groups like that, they have a hard, they don't know where to go. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, they feel trapped. The city's telling them one thing, and that horrible, you know, hackneyed, you can't fight City Hall phrase just takes over and pushes people away. But you guys are accessible, and you're there.
Well, we really try to be driven by the community. You know, one of the issues that's always been present, one of the tensions between activist lawyers and communities is that oftentimes these lawyers will ride into a neighborhood and say, we know what your problem is and we know how to fix it.
Yeah.
And they don't. So we try as hard as we can to listen to what neighborhoods are telling us that they need. And we let our priorities kind of be guided by them. It's an ongoing process, but we really try to operate that way.
That's great. Lawyers who listen. That's the new mantra, as far as I'm concerned. Crane, celebrating, we started this whole segment off on a sort of sour note that Dr. King, who would have been 90 years old this week, frankly, would be heartbroken were he able to come back and see what's happening here. You know, I had a kid on a few weeks ago who was making a movie, a young African-American man from Detroit who was making a film about the many, many, many Martin Luther King Jr. honorary streets across this country and how so many of them, perhaps the majority of them, are situated in unbelievably downtrodden neighborhoods that have gotten even worse since the naming of the street. On a more upbeat note, Takora Rogers, when you sing and you play and you get involved in a Daryl Nitz production, this one obviously is meaning for you beyond the normal kind of thing. And I think the whole scene there, Daryl, is likely to be wonderfully celebratory. Don't you think, Takora?
Oh, my God, yes. Daryl has a knack of pulling together entertainers who have so many different styles, yet can come together and tell a story, a total story. And that's what's, I think, so unique about his approach.
Yeah.
And it really gets everybody excited because we don't normally come together in this way because we're such different.
It's like a musical dinner party or something. You know?
Exactly. Well, but also there's a narrative, and there's what I love about it, even the Mr. Kelly's things, is there's a kind of overriding narrative umbrella to the evening. Yes,
right.
It's nice to hear song after song after song after song, but when there is a thread and a thematic thread to it and a purpose to it, it just punctuates that kind of evening. Right, Daryl? I mean,
that's what I look for. You know, this just started all just coming together, and I'm like, okay, this is the perfect show to do. I mean, we hope to do another Mr. Kelly show. And I'm doing a Nat King Cole centennial coming up in March. You know, it's like there's other things. But this was something that wasn't planned. You know, it was like, okay, we're not going to do the Mr. Kelly show. And then finding this great organization and just even looking at so many of the events in Martin Luther King's life that took place in Chicago.
Oh,
I mean, just that in itself.
Yeah, 1967, we tried to kill him here. No, we did.
Yes, in Marquette Park.
In Marquette Park, we tried to kill him.
We're keeping this uplifting.
Yes.
If he was alive today.
Well, but I think the whole Chicago thing is right. He moved into that apartment, and he made a march in Marquette Park, and literally he was hit in the head with a rock. And then the amazing thing, just for another little anecdote, the Martin Luther King Jr. Drive here is the first street in the United States named in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know why?
No.
Because Richard J. Daley, when the Democratic Convention was starting to come here, he was not afraid that the convention was going to be disrupted as it was by hippies and radicals and me, but by Black Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he did that to placate the black community, which is another horrible Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. story, using his name. And his speech he made in front of the city council was unbelievable, what great friends they were. And it's unbelievable. But in doing King, and I know King is supposed to be studied in public schools, but is not always studied in public schools. Tecora Rogers, something like this, and maybe you're before you sing or after you sing, you'll have a few words to say, maybe about your mom and Mahalia Jackson, but this is the kind of event that can bring King to a new audience, don't you think?
I think it is, but unfortunately, I think that the little history that African-American students know is Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
They believe that it our history began and ends with him.
Yeah.
You know, and so they probably know more about him than any other history. But I absolutely believe that they need to know more about him. And you had brought up Marquette Park, and Martin Luther King was said, I remember this because I just happened to be around at the time.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
He said that in all of the cities that he has been in, Chicago was the worst.
Yep.
The
he
most
said, I've been
racist.
To some of the Montgomery. I have seen. Racist America, and it is worse in Chicago than any place I've ever seen.
Anywhere. And we are, Chicago is the most segregated city.
Yeah, still.
And I've traveled a lot. I mean, not only in the United States, but across the world. And we are clearly the most segregated city.
But you can't live, like I live in Rogers Park, West Rogers Park, you know, and I've lived there for almost 20 years of my life, and one of the reasons why I live there, even why I teach at the school that I teach on the west side of Glenview, is because it is more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's still some.
Well, there's some diverse neighborhoods. I think Hyde Park is still relatively wonderfully diverse. It's getting a little upscale now with all those buildings on 53rd Street. But when you look at the disenfranchised neighborhoods
here,
go look at West Pullman. Go look at Roseland. I mean, it places like that should not exist anywhere.
But of course, you also have to keep in mind many of the old neighborhoods, particularly on the west side, some on the south side. The gentrification that is going on is really tearing some of these neighborhoods apart.
I know,
and people aren't able to continue to even live where they've lived for so many years because of the prices.
Well, that's why you need lawyers involved in this.
Exactly.
Thing. Now, does the organization, you know, I hate to say this, but do you in any way actively look for things, or do you sit there and wait for people to come to you? Because again, it's very, some people just don't know the mechanism for finding help.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination. You know, we wait to hear from folks who are having problems, but it's not a secret what the problems of this city are. You know, we just talked about it. It's segregation, it's inequity in income and wealth. You know, homes, property values are so much lower in majority black neighborhoods than they are in majority white neighborhoods for no other reason except for race. You know, it's education inequality, it's health outcomes. We see a difference in life expectancy in parts of the city just based on your race.
Exactly.
So we want to look for systemic solutions for these systemic problems. And when we do find a case that has that potential,
you
we
jump
will pursue
on
it.
Yeah. That's great. We got to take a little break, then I'll continue on with these three people, and you will hear. Should I play the song?
Yeah, play it.
We'll play it.
That's actually part of the solution.
We'll take a short commercial.
We'll take
a short commercial break, and then we will get into the wonderfully celebratory thing that's going to happen.
We're going to celebrate it.
But it also, you know, you can have fun and still, you know, having fun and dealing with the shadow of important issues is not a bad way to live. We'll
not
be right
all.
Back. Well, that's the last you'll hear of Chris Villillo, because we want to hear Daryl Nitz, Tecora Rogers, and Tina Axel. We want to hear Jeannie Tanner's I Want to Be the Change. Thank you, Ernie.
want to see. Oh, come and join me and let freedom ring. I want to be the change that I want to see. Ain't pointing any fingers, 'cause three pointing back at me. I want to be the change. I want to be the change. Word spoken that we must heed. Lessons still to learn as the fire around us burns. Take a stand, lift your voices and sing loud and clear, and we will have no fear. Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. I want to be the change that I want to see. Come and join me and let freedom ring. I want to be the change that I want to see. Ain't pointing any fingers, 'cause three pointing back at me. I want to be the change. I want to be the change that freedom brings. The time is always right when love leads the way. Drive out hate, darkness, and pain. Don't be silent with your actions. Start a peaceful chain reaction. Rise above the chaos, kindness can sustain. Helping one another, our sisters and brothers, let freedom ring. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. Just keep moving. Up that mountain and keep that dream alive. I want to be the change that I want to see. Oh, come and join me and let freedom ring. I want to be the change that I want to see. Ain't pointing any fingers, 'cause three pointing back at me. I want to be the change. I want to be the change. Let freedom ring.
That was, and Daryl Nitz, I'm not lauding just you for that. I Want to Be the Change by Jeannie Tanner.
Yeah.
She performing that?
She's doing that with LaShere Moore and Sophie Grimm, and then the part that kind of kicks in at the end there is going to be the cast coming out, and we're going to create a little slideshow, and we're doing these I Am the Change signs, and Team is going to take some to work, and they're going to do some, and we're just going to make a slideshow to show at the end of the show saying that we all need to sort of be a part of this change.
It's an incredible combination of entertaining and empowering is what you're
absolutely
saying.
Yeah.
Again, the show is Monday, the 21st at City Winery. You can get tickets by going to citywinery.com/Chicago.
Right.
And you want to say?
Yeah, there's a discount code you can use. Freedom19, it doesn't matter, lowercase, Freedom19, and that will give you $5 off whatever level of ticket that you want to purchase. So if it's 25, it'll be 20, or
we're taking selfies in here.
The 45 will be 40. So that Freedom19 will get you that, and I mean, it's going to be a great.
It sounds. I mean, you really have. We've talked about some important issues and some, you know, not fun things about the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King. But the gist of it is, this is a day to celebrate him, but I also think to celebrate what he stood for and the world he wanted to see. That I Have a Dream speech, if you listen to the entirety of it, is a lot different than just I have a dream. It wasn't. I think it's become this kind of cliche, don't you think?
Yeah,
Deborah?
I have a dream.
You got to listen to. You got to take his life in context, and I think what he wanted to do and what he wanted in this world. A lot of others too, who fought with him and beside him, some of whom are still alive, and some lawyers who are now fighting for this same kind of thing. It's civil rights is not a matter to be trifled.
No, and now we have other groups of people that are also needing their civil rights protected. I mean, from all the different
I actually think given the times, we all need our civil rights protected.
Yes.
Given what is going on in this world. Daryl Nitz, it is always great to see you. I'm assuming you'll be in here to talk about who's your next one?
Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole, of course. Nat King Cole, he had a park here. He lived here for a while. That's something people forget about. I mentioned Curtis Mayfield earlier about writing some great civil rights anthems, and people forget Curtis Mayfield was from Chicago.
Yeah.
As Studs Terkel once said, we suffer from a collective Alzheimer's. And we forget this stuff. Thank you, Daryl Tecora. Thank you, Team Na Axel. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, no, my pleasure. My absolute pleasure. Again, go to citywinery.com/Chicago.